Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
Next on News for the Soul, it's time for Proud Animal Communications with Rose Proud, heard here on the fourth Thursday of the month. Rose is a certified hypnotherapist who has studied energy healing, meditation, natural medicine, numerous spiritual growth practices before becoming a certified animal communicator, where her true passion lies. She's able to communicate with any type of pet, helping them with challenging life issues and negotiates effective solutions to increase the quality of their lives. Please welcome Rose Proud back to News for the Soul.
And we're live. Rose, welcome back.
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year and all that stuff.
Yeah, you too. Goodness. Been a long month.
Yeah, so, long year.
Yes, indeedy. So let's get you to reintroduce what's happening today. And we'll see if we can get a caller for you.
Alrighty. My name is Rose Proud. I'm a certified animal communicator. What that means is that I communicate with animals telepathically. So I help people with behavioral issues or health challenges, end-of-life decisions. You know, when there's something going on and you want to know how your animal's feeling or if they have something that they need or want to tell you, that's when you would use an animal communicator. And we often look at the agreements, the soul contracts that you have with your animals, which can give you a lot of insight into your relationship and also sometimes into their behavior. So it's a really wonderful way to deepen that connection and bond that you already share. And it's often just fun to see what they have to say.
It is indeed. And you're very good at what you do, so let's get to it. I'm having a little bit of a glitchiness with the switchboard and the buttons here, so feel free to take your time while we get you on with the caller. 828, someone from 828, you're now live with Rose. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Thank you very much for taking the call. My name is Susan, down the road from Rose in Columbus, North Carolina.
Oh,
hi, welcome. Susan.
Hey.
How are you? So who are we connecting with today?
Connecting with Riley. So I want to see how he's doing.
Okay, so Riley, I haven't worked with Riley before, have I?
Nope, haven't worked with Riley.
Okay. So I remember I was just going to tell the listeners that Susan called in one time about a dog who kind of literally burst through her door, and she found the owners and said, if you know you ever need to rehome him, bring him back. And you still have Dexter?
I absolutely have Dexter. You were exactly correct. You were, you said he was a 75-pound marshmallow. Absolutely correct.
That's good.
He went from a cat killer that I was so worried about to sleeping on the same bed with a cat. So you were completely correct.
That's great. I just like to let people know because it's always fun to have updates when people call in. So tell me about Riley. What's going on with Riley?
Riley's got some really serious health issues. So I wanted to see how he's feeling, if he's in any pain, and anything that he could tell me that would be helpful.
Okay. And what kind of dog is Riley? Is he a mix?
He's a rescue Irish Setter. He came from the shelter in Waynesville, North Carolina.
Okay. I always like to have a picture, but, you know, on the show, I don't get pictures, so I like to sometimes know who I'm talking, just kind of have a visual. So, Susan, if you would, please just say your name. You can just say your first name if you want, your name three times, and then his name three times.
I'll do it. Riley, 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 Susan, Susan, Susan.
And how old's Riley, did you tell me?
Don't really know for sure, probably about 10.
Mm-hmm. He has, like, quirky old man energy, but he could have been that even when he was younger. But, like, he's very particular about certain things, right?
He is. He is.
Like if you put his bowl somewhere else, he'd probably look at you like, that's not my bowl. You need to put it back over there. That's what I want to eat. He's just got that particular quirkiness to him. So you're concerned about how he's feeling. So
yes.
I'll check in with his body. Has he lost a lot of weight? Because he feels like the way he feels to me is he feels weaker. Like he just doesn't feel as stable.
He, you know, in all the time I had him, he was always quite thin, but I've totally changed his diet, and now he's a normal weight, but I've struggled to get him there.
Okay. So his overall energy, to him, he feels less stable, like physically on his feet, and weaker, which is a little, it's offsetting or upsetting to him because he doesn't like to feel like it's almost like he feels like he could tip over easy, like if somebody bumped him. So that's one thing that comes through. He's always felt pretty agile, and so that
yeah.
feels a lot different right now. It's interesting because the feeling I'm getting, and that's why I asked you if you lost weight, is I kind of feel like everything's like it's sucked in. I don't know how else to describe it. You know, that's why I thought maybe he'd lost weight.
You said stuffed in, or what did you say?
No, like sucked in. Like if you, you know,
sucked
if you like
in.
Squish
okay.
your body and tighten everything up and suck in your stomach, that's kind of how it feels. Like everything is pulled in, kind of constricted. You know, I think really what that is, as I'm sitting with that longer and asking him about it, it's kind of how he's dealing with some of his, he's having some discomfort. He's uncomfortable. And so you know how sometimes when you hurt, how you kind of tighten your muscles, you know,
yep.
the tension.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
that's what it is.
So how much pain is he in?
He's kind of stoic about it. And he's telling me, he's kind of like trying to push me off, like he doesn't really want me to focus on that. But, and he says he still eats, although he sometimes it doesn't stay down. Is he having some vomiting issues sometimes now?
Not lately. You know, he's having
okay.
diarrhea and to begin with, but with the diet change, but I don't know of him throwing up.
And how long have you had him? Is he a new one to you?
No, you know, I got him as he was probably 9 months old puppy.
Oh, that's right. You said about 10 years. Duh. Sorry.
Yeah, but you
I just
know,
celebrated
a puppy.
Birthday, so, you know, my memory must be going. Okay. It's really, you know, it's kind of hard to get it out. It's like he doesn't want me to focus on it. He feels like he's dealing with it. The pain that he has is, it feels more, I'm not feeling it particularly in one specific area, although his joints are a little achy, but that's not uncommon given his age. But it kind of just feels like an overall sense of not feeling good, like when you know how sometimes when you're first coming down with something, you're kind of like, you just don't feel like yourself. You can't really pinpoint it on one thing. It's just like, I just don't feel good. It's kind of like that. He does get spasms, sort of like a spasm, not super hard, but kind of like a constricting in his lower belly area that kind of makes him, that seems to be somewhat related to that holding, that, you know, squeeze, you know, tense muscles. So it would be like
the
cramp.
Spasm come from some of the medication he's on?
I don't know. I mean, it kind of reminds me of like cramps, you know.
Okay.
How long has he been on medication? Is it just for this issue?
Well, it's mostly nutritional supplements and holistic remedies.
Okay. I can ask him if he notices if it's, like, do you give them all at the same time or do you space them out?
Yeah,
sometimes they can say
precisely.
Okay. He can't seem to relate it to any particular, you know, I asked him, like, if there's something, do they notice you give him something and then he feels better or worse? He doesn't seem to relate it to any particular thing that you're feeding him.
Okay.
It just kind of feels like crampy gas. You know, that's that feeling how, and I'm like holding my muscles really tight there because that's what it feels like. Are you giving him a probiotic?
I have off and on, not currently, but I was just thinking, you know, give him some digestive enzymes when what was coming to me, but I can add in probiotics too.
Because it's so much of what I'm feeling, that discomfort is all focused around my abdomen, and particularly the lower part, not like up under, not up in the chest, but, you know, down lower. And it just feels like things are a little out of whack there.
Okay. The primary issue that he's having is osteosarcoma in his rear hock.
Okay.
And wondering if that spread to his, you know, metastasized to the tummy. Usually it goes to the lungs, but hopefully it's not going
so
to
that's a
anywhere.
Type, is that in the bone then?
Yeah, it's bone.
And that might be just the general overall sense of not feeling good. Could be related to the cancer. But, you know, I don't really feel any discomfort in either of my legs. You said his right rear, his right leg?
Yeah, his right rear hock, you know, primarily
yeah.
in that, like, elbow part of the hock.
Huh. I'm not really feeling pain there, which I find kind of interesting, but maybe it just doesn't hurt. Does he act like he, does he limp?
At first, he carried the leg completely, and then, you know, he's gone back to using it, you know, carrying weight to some degree. You know, he limped, but not nearly as bad as he did to begin with. Or, you know, not, he didn't hardly limp at all to begin with, and it progressed, and he started carrying it, and now it's back to where he's walking on it, but limping.
And
they say it's supposed to be horribly painful, but I just, you know, see in his eyes it, you know, might be some painful, but I don't see the, you know, he still wants to play. He still has sparkle in his eyes.
And I, like I said, I'm not really feeling a lot of pain there. What he's, you know, expressed at the beginning about feeling a little unstable, not as sure-footed, not as agile.
Yeah, that's, you know, exactly correct. You know,
that
still wants to run and play and play with the others, but I hardly ever let him do it because it's, you know, so easy to break his leg. So is there anything else he would want to tell me?
Okay. He thinks you worry too much. He thinks that for him, he feels like in some ways he's kind of been one of the easier ones. I don't know if you feel that way, but that's what he feels like. Like of all the quote-unquote kids, he's one of the least troublesome, and
yep.
He doesn't ever want to be a cause of worry for you. You've got enough on your plate. That's what he feels like. So just, you know, keeping him comfortable. And, I mean, he seems pretty happy still overall. And he's, you know, the way I said, he's kind of like a quirky gentleman. You know, he's just, he just takes things in stride. This is the way it is right now. And this is the way it is, you know, tomorrow he'll be like, well, today it's like this. And he really is kind of not wanting me to focus on the discomfort because he feels like he's managing it. So, and it's really possible that some of the things that you're giving him might be helping him with that as well. I'm continuing to, like, check with my right leg. The only thing it feels is a little stiffer. I'm not feeling any, like, particular point of pain, which...
That's great.
Yeah. Even though it's supposed to be really painful, either that or he's really blocking me from it, but I don't get that feeling from him. He's not quite ready to go, if you're wondering that.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, he's not. He still feels like there's joy in the day that overrides anything else. One of the things for him that would be horrible is if he couldn't get up by himself and would, like, have accidents on the floor. That would really bother him.
Like, have accidents, like go to the bathroom or fall and not be able to get up?
No, like go to the bathroom. Like if he couldn't get up to go. I mean, if he has an accident because he has, you know, diarrhea, that's one thing. But like if that became his norm, that would really be awful for him. Because he's the good one. That's what he keeps telling me.
He's the good one, yeah. And I didn't have his leg amputated, as the vet was saying to do. Was he feel that's the right choice?
Because he doesn't seem to be feeling so much pain there, he would rather have his leg.
Okay, that's what I thought.
I mean, I know that surgery, they often say they do really well, you know, if they do have a leg removed. But That's a hard call, I'm sure, Susan. And you know, and you're very in tune to him. Anything I tell you is probably just confirmation for what you already know. Sometimes we need that.
I didn't know anything at all about his tummy. So start
okay.
with the probiotics and digestive.
Yeah, maybe that'll help a little bit. It just feels kind of like something's a little out of balance there. And is he gassy?
Nope, not at all.
Okay, that's good.
And I don't guess he knows if the problem is spread anywhere.
His breathing feels okay to him because you said it often goes to the lungs.
Yep.
So I'm not feeling any pressure or like it's harder to breathe.
And sometimes it goes to the other legs, but
how long has he had it?
Diagnosed in July, the 1st of July, very early.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's spread anywhere else. I mean, he can only tell me how he feels.
Okay.
So if it's not causing any discomfort somewhere else.
It's not causing discomfort, leave it be.
Yeah. Unless, you know, I don't know if that would be related to the stomach or not, but that just feels more like I said, kind of crampy, gassy kind of stuff.
Could be the diet. He didn't like the diet, but it seems to be holding the mess at bay.
Okay.
Right. Well, that's,
it hasn't
that's
gotten
what I got
bigger.
For Riley. Pardon me? Yeah, it's way bigger.
Oh.
It started out maybe the size of a half of a, probably the size of a pecan if you had it shelled. And now it's the size of less than the fist of my hand, you know, considerably larger.
Mm.
Probably,
I'm
you know, not quite tennis ball size. But it amazes me he can walk so well.
Yeah. He's got a strong spirit, that's for sure. Well, I'm sorry. I'm so hard to ask for you.
Perhaps
you
pay
could
for
check
that.
Back. Yeah. You know, and they always, animals look at conditions like cancer so different than we do because they approach it in the moment and matter-of-factly, and it's not about, you know, like the human experience of it. We think about what we're going to miss out on or what we're losing. And they look at it like, but look at what I have right now. You know, they've taught me so much about just being present in the moment and also about death, because they look at that like just changing forms. So for right now, he seems to be doing okay and holding his own, and that's important to him. You know, you can always check back in if you need to. Okay.
I appreciate it very much.
Susan.
Thank you, too. Thanks so much.
And thanks for calling in. It was a sheer miracle here that we could get things going. We've had all heck breaking loose with the board in the background. So in order to continue the show, we actually have to all hang up now and dial back in.
Okay. Me too?
Everybody. Yep.
Okay.
And we've got to hang up and then dial back in because the board reset itself. But somehow we kept going. So there you go. And we will talk
okay.
to you back inside in 1 minute.
Okay.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.